Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Emmett County Board of Commissioner meeting for the 20th of July. It's 6 o'clock. Let's all stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let's have the roll call.
Commissioner Lofbaum?
Here.
Commissioner Aarons?
Here.
Commissioner Mapes?
Here.
Commissioner Ginnott?
Here.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Here.
Commissioner White?
Here.
Commissioner Kuntz?
Here.
All right. Everybody's here, all present and accounted for. Looking for a motion to approve the agenda.
Make the motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion on the agenda? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same sign. Motion carries. The same for the minutes of the last meeting.
I'll make that motion, Chair.
Second. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same sign. Motion carries. It's time for public comment. Anybody wishing to speak at the microphone, step up and speak. Come on up.
My name's Ed Kuligowski. I'm the supervisor, zoning administrator, and grant project manager for what I'm wanting to present tonight to you. I'm asking for a letter of support. This is for the 2023 Michigan Department of Agricultural and Rural Development grant program. And this came out, I believe, in February or March of this year. I put together the letter of intent because it hit a chord with what we were already doing in Pleasant View as far as redesigning our zoning and planning. I wanted to formalize it, and certainly this was a good avenue to do that. I've submitted it. It was accepted in June. I've gone to our local, like the Highlands now. It's not Boyne Highlands anymore. It's the Highlands, Nubs Knob, Trout Creek, some HOAs to get their support in writing. I've gone to my planning commission. They've all signed off on this, and so has the legislative board. My intent is to go over to Marty over at the building department, introduce these things that we're trying to do, as well as Don over at the health department. And so I thought it would be a good idea for me to present this program that we're doing over in Pleasant View to you, and also ask you if you would take a look at it and also do for support. There's four things that the grant performs. They want cross-sector collaboration, development readiness, partnerships in planning, and rural planning capacity building. I want to emphasize that when I put this together to develop, the deliverables were built on how are we going to develop our capacity in Pleasant View to meet the things that are also going on in Emmett County and the state of Michigan. Also, there was a heavy emphasis on training our planning commission members, and I've already put together some development websites for some Q&A that somebody could go to the website and just fill out a little questionnaire and maybe get a certificate at the end. We've had some good responses already from citizens that have joined the Planning Commission. So it's kind of exciting, but we still have another year and a half to go. The break is that we've had some consultants come in, and really, they tend to work for more of the bigger places. They have the streetscapes they want to do, and that's all great, but they don't really solve some of the rural problems that we have. The other thing is, even though there's these grand ideas that we have, there's some certain simple things that I think are overlooked, such as how definitions are defined in our zoning versus how they're defined in Emmett County zoning. So my goal is, as a zoning administrator and supervisor, is to marry those things up so that when a contractor is applying, you know, they're not looking at three different types of definitions. Something simple like that makes the bigger ideas much easier to go down. So that's my presentation to you. And I have some pictures and stuff, but if you would like me to do a better presentation in your August meeting, I can do that for you.
You are on a time crunch, correct?
Yes. It came down. I had to have this down in May. I got the okay to go for the first round in June 19th, and August 2nd, 3rd, I have to have the final proposal in.
So item number 3 on our agenda tonight is very similar. It's the same grant that Petoskey and the two other townships are asking for. I think what he's asking for tonight is a letter of support that would be very similar to the letter of support. This came into us yesterday. That's why it wasn't on the agenda. I don't think he has time to put on the next agenda unless there's an opportunity with the grant that you can submit things after the due date. I don't know that, where you could come in at another meeting. Otherwise, I'll leave it up to the board. He is looking just for the letter of support, very similar to what we have for Petoskey.
So I think we'll include it in when we do Petoskey's and just follow it up with after that one, if that's all right. Thank you, Ed.
Do you have any other questions?
Any questions for Ed? Anybody?
Is your thought then to add an agenda item?
Yes, that would be all right. Any objections?
Chair, has the civil council had a chance to review this?
Just remember, this is not our grant. This is their grant that they're doing. No, we have not reviewed this. They're looking for a letter of support to submit the grant application for his township, not for, this isn't us, just a letter of support.
I understand the time crunch, but we do have a procedure. So.
Yes, thank you. Mr. Boyer did provide me a copy of some of the materials, including some of the grant information. I'm not sure if I'm on here or not, but okay. And I did have an opportunity to take a look at that and talk with Mr. Boyer about this. In terms of, I agree with Mr. Boyer that it is very similar to the type of letter of support for a grant that is under item number 3 of new business. If you are going to amend your agenda, you should make a motion to that effect, have it seconded and approved by the board in terms of procedure. From a legal standpoint, it's really a discretionary decision by you. That would be my legal review that I've reviewed it. I see no legal issues with it. I haven't had an opportunity, of course, to put any of that into writing for you, but I am here to be able to indicate that based on what I've seen so far. It's fairly routine and similar to things that you've done in the past.
Okay, so we need a motion to
add agenda item. You could do that as a 3A if
3A.
You want to do it after the letter of support.
I'll make the motion that we amend the agenda to add the letter of support for the rural readiness grant for Pleasantview Township.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the same sign.
Thank you.
Any other public comment? Anybody wishing to speak? Come on up.
Carla Buckmaster. I think any of you can figure out why I'm up here. Is this public comment or presentation? Let's just remember that next time somebody else gets up here and wants to talk longer than 3 minutes and give a presentation and have the board speak and have the administrator speak. Are we going to follow policy, procedure, or not?
Thank you. Anybody else wishing to speak?
I am Mary Lieberman, City of Petoskey. On July 11th, I had the opportunity to attend the Programs and Evaluation Committee meeting of the Health Department. At that meeting, the Charlotte Community Foundation was giving an opportunity for a $972 grant to provide postage for a communication to the SNAP education program participants. Unlike the commissioner from Antrim County, who was very blatantly demonstrating his unwillingness to work with the health department and sabotage basically everything they're doing, we were represented by Commissioner Mapes, who I want to thank. He did an outstanding job. He listened carefully and professionally to the presentation and asked intuitive questions. And once his questions were answered and that of the other commissioners, he voted to support it. And I'm proud to see him do that. And I hope when it goes to the full board that Commissioner Ginnup can support the recommendation of Mr. Mapes and we can move forward with that grant. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to step up and speak? Seeing nobody, let's go ahead and move on. We'll come to the administrator's report.
Thank you, and I will not steal the thunder from all of you folks on your committee reports. So just go over a few things. You see our staffing report. We are in the process of interviewing candidates. We have four open positions right now that we're doing that. We've had some retirements and some folks moving on. You'll see the Parks and Recreation. I'll let you guys get the update on that. I think we talked at the last meeting, the locks being down, and that was opened by the 5th. The county building also experienced a problem. We had a backup in one of our sewer pipes in the building, which caused us to close the building down on the 12th. The odor and the fumes through the building were that it was not safe for our employees to be in here. Fortunately, we were able to get the system cleaned out and the building back open for the next day. I gave you a little report on the airport. We had high levels of lead and copper reported in our drinking system at the airport. We are working with the health department, with Eagle, and with our contractor, Culligan. We think we have some issues with our water softening system out there, and we're doing all the testing on that to bring those numbers back in order. In the meantime, we have bottled water for anybody using any one of our drinking fountains or in the restaurant. There's a report on DPW. I know one of you will give that update. We do have an open bid right now, a request for proposal for boiler rooms equipment replacement at Bay Bluffs. It's a big replacement on an older facility, so we've been working with our contractor and our engineers to put a specification together to clean up that site. That is my report.
All right.
Oh, yeah, we'll go through it. A couple other things I put in here. The North Central Michigan College is working on their child care program. They finished phase one of their initiative. I've included that in your packet. That's just an information. There's going to be a second phase of this. I think at some point they'll be looking for some funding to help out in the second phase of that. That might be a good source for some of our ARPA funding that we have for community projects. So they will make a presentation in the future coming forward, so the report is in there for your information. We did put in a tentative budget schedule. Hopefully you had a chance to look at that. Unless there's any concerns, that we will make that our budget schedule and move forward. And then when we come to the board presentations, we'll work with each of you individually to set the time so everyone can attend those.
Okay, sounds good. Anybody have any questions for?
Yes, Chair, I have a question. In the past, we had talked about moving to a three-year budget. Are we still evolving towards something like that?
When we say a three-year budget, we're projecting out 3 years.
Yeah.
And we do that, and we look at that as we move forward. So,
okay.
You know, they're not set numbers. They're projections as we move forward based on what the past was.
That's something Mike wanted to work towards, and I was in agreement. So.
Well, and I can just make a comment on that. So what we've been doing is going through, we're not doing a detailed three-year,
mm-hmm.
but we're taking a look and projecting out for 3 years on what we expect that to be. So it's kind of like you're seeing total revenues and total expenditures. So you will see that when we meet with you guys.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Next is the financial report.
All right. So right now I'm presenting through May. Again, just to reiterate, the reason we do May is because we're still receiving invoices for June. We don't want to bring that to you and have it not complete. So as of May 30th, we have 76% of revenues are in and 38% of expenditures. And if you can just skip over, I'm not going to go through all the detail. I went through and detailed out, you know, all of the differences on where I see differences from this year to last year. But if we can skip right to the graphs. So if you're looking at the revenues, I'm just going to quick go through this. You're going to see the general government. You can see there's quite a big difference. That mainly has to do with interest income. As you know, the interest rates right now are higher than they have been in probably 10 years. So that's why you see that large number. The next number, public safety, that has to do with the revenue from the building and electrical permits. So those are up this year, where the other permits are down, the mechanical and that are down. And then the next area that just to talk about is community and economic development. And that's mainly due to register of deeds because we are not, selling homes right now as much. So those fees and recording and transfer fees are down. They're down about $100,000 from last year at this time. So then if we go over to the next slide, which is your expenditures, you can see that really the biggest change is going to be public safety. And that has to do with their wages for the sheriff and the corrections. And also that they're fully, staffed, thank you, fully staffed this year. So, yeah, and yes, but within budget. And then the next one is you're going to see the airport. That's up by about $50,000. That just has to do with fuel, utilities, and then adding a new person this year. And other than that, I don't have anything else. Does anybody have any questions on where we're at? Right now, we're within budget. Everything that we've done has been within our budget. So even you'll see the capital on here. So one thing, just to reiterate, we just started putting capital into the general fund budget this last year. So that's why you see the 109. It's the one right on the end, and then the 569. So we had... I'm not sure what the actual total was for the budget, but they are getting some of that budget item spent for the capital that is needed that was budgeted.
Any questions for Pam? Thank you, Pam.
One thing I do want to comment. I'm going to be going out on August 4th. I'm having surgery. I don't know how long I'll be out. So No, I will not be at that first meeting and probably the second meeting in August. But you will have your reports and stuff. So.
Okay. Thought maybe you were going fishing with everybody.
I think I'd rather go fishing.
Okay. No unfinished business. Come down to claims and travel vouchers. Looking for a motion.
Chair, I move for the payment of the claims in the amount of $2,411,018.67 and for the payment of the committee and travel vouchers in the amount of $3,831.69.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Let's have the roll call.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Lofton?
Yes.
Commissioner Koontz?
Yes.
Yes.
Commissioner
Ahrens. Yes.
Motion passes. Now down to new business. We have County Child Care Fund budget.
First one on tonight is a grant application through the state from the probate and family court system. This is something that they do yearly. The court administrator and the judge are here tonight if there's any questions on this, but this grant is for home care basic, it's for children in the children program, the abuse program that we have set up.
Okay, thank you. Looking for a motion.
Chair, I move that the board approve the fiscal year 2023-2024 County Child Care budget, Fund budget for probate and family court and authorize the board chair to sign the County Child Care budget summary on behalf of the entire Board of Commissioners.
I second that.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
No matching requirements on that? No matching requirements?
There's no matching requirements, but it gives us reimbursement.
Okay.
So we recoup essentially right now, well, on the basic grant, we recoup 100%. On in-home care, we recoup 50%. We're very hopeful. The new budget is supposed to include 75% reimbursement. DHHS is apparently wanting to implement some new policy regulations that might not make that available to us until 2025. But we're hoping that that's going to be available sooner to get the 75% reimbursement.
Thank you.
Any other questions or discussion? Let's have the roll call.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Koontz?
Yes.
Commissioner Lofton?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Motion passes. A test amendment.
Yes, if you look at the motion, there's a lot in here, it looks like, but the Planning Commission was working on cleaning up some text amendments and text some of the ordinance language in there. What you have tonight before you has gone to the Planning Commission. There's been a public hearing on this, and the Planning Commission is recommending these changes. In your motion, you will see all the changes that are occurring. Tammy Dornenberg is here tonight, our Planning Director, if there's any specific questions on any of these ordinance.
I think we'll get lost in the wording of that one, in the numbers. Okay, we're looking for a motion.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve Emmett County Zoning Ordinance text amendments reviewed as cases PP text 23-01 and PP text 23-01A as proposed to, number one, amend Article 3 by combining the I-1 light industrial, I-2 heavy industrial zones under the non-residential district heading to read I-industrial. Number two, update all instances when section or article numbers are referenced to reflect the proper section or article number. Number three, insert section 2.00 construction of language. Number four, amend the zoning ordinance by adding back into the zoning ordinance, in quotes, customary accessory buildings as a special land use, S asterisk, in Article 6, 7, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 18, and 26. Number five, amend the cluster housing land use tables to reflect the proper zoning districts as shown in sections 26.38 and 26.39. Number six, add triplex and quadplex to sections 26.33B and add triplex and quadplex to the land use tables in B1, B2, B3, PT, I, FF1, FF2, FR as allowable in sections 26.33. Zoning ordinance text amendments were recommended for approval following public hearings held by the Emmett County Planning Commission as required by Michigan Zoning Enabling Act. The amendments are supported by the Emmett County Master Plan and are necessary to clarify the zoning ordinance standards.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Any questions? It kind of explains everything, I'm sure. Clear as mud.
You know all of it's saying.
Let's have
Tammy for. Can we have a translation, Tammy?
These correct errors that were made when we amended the zoning ordinance in April.
This is error correction.
I'm sorry?
This is error correction?
It is.
Okay.
Or oversight.
Okay, let's have the roll call.
Commissioner
Lofbaum? Yes.
Commissioner
Koontz? Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner
Ginnup? Yes.
Commissioner
Ahrens? Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next, we have a letter of support.
Yes, this is the City of Petoskey, Bear Creek, and Resort Township are submitting a grant. It's the same grant that you just heard the presentation earlier for the Rural Readiness Grant. They are looking to put a grant together to look at their municipal sanitary system within the three counties. The goal is here to look at what everybody has in the services and then what we can see for the future development. There are three standalone systems right now, but this study would look all three together and look at future growth, any additional service that will be required as they move forward with all the developments that we see before us. So this would be able to study that and hopefully direct where any future residential development might go. You have a sample in there of a letter would be similar to what Pleasant View is also looking for.
Okay, looking for the motion.
Mr. Chair, I move the board approve the letter of support and authorize the chairman of the board to sign the letter.
I second that.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Let's have the roll call.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnett?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Kuntz?
Yes.
Commissioner
Lochbaum? Yes.
Motion passes. So we'll do the 3A next with the same kind of motion. Who would like to make that motion? Pleasant View Township.
I will, Chair. I move that the board approve the letter of support and authorize the chairman of the board to sign the letter, Pleasant View Township.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
If I may, as a point of order, I just want to, I know there was a question raised during public comment regarding the procedures in connection with this item. If I could, for the board, just clarify and go a little deeper on that with you. And explain a few things. First of all, the board's rules of procedure in terms of your agenda enable you some flexibility in terms of if you approve your agenda at a meeting, which would include amending your agenda, that triggers an indication by the Board of Commissioners that it accepts the agenda item as being in compliance with your rules. You made that motion to amend the agenda to add the item, so any issues in terms of strict compliance with agenda items was at that point found to be in accordance with your rules and acceptable. The reason for that, I wasn't there to draft that, but I can presume, having done this for 30 years and dealt with rules of procedure for that long, was to enable the county to have a level of nimbleness. To be able to be nimble in terms of being able to act in situations that are unusual or are exceptions, so that you can do business, so that you're not stuck in a procedural loop of not being able to act when you need to act. And in this instance, you can exercise your discretion in terms of how your rules are to be applied. They are your rules. It is very important to follow the rules as much as you can, but in some instances, there are built-in abilities to, in very certain circumstances, be able to be flexible in your discretion, right? And you need to be very careful when that happens. That's right in your rules. It's in Section 5.1. As far as the timing for the presentation, I don't know how long the gentleman from the township spoke. However, there was a point at which the board had a question, and it was a board question in connection with procedure and how it could proceed. That likely took it over the 3 minutes. I don't know the technicalities of, I was not keeping track of time, but I did note that procedurally it moved from the presenter to the board on this particular item for just that reason, in terms of you have something brought before you by a community in the county asking for you to take some emergency or very quick action on it due to time constraints. And that's when you exercise your discretion in this situation. So I just, and the last thing on that is Robert's Rules also has some nimbleness in it as well. I like that word. I'm sorry if you do, but it enables you to think on your feet, to be able to act and react to things coming before you in very limited circumstances. Again, the idea is to follow your rules as much as you possibly can, but in certain circumstances, if you feel it appropriate, very special circumstances, even Robert's Rules has the ability to act by consensus, and you do have a rule to suspend your rules. You didn't use that tonight, but that's another method by which you can do things like that. So just wanted to, and I'm sorry, but I know it was raised, and I know there's been concern about procedures in the past, so I thought I'd spend just a brief amount of time talking about that for you.
Thank you very much. Any other questions to civil counsel over that? Are we all good? I think we're at the point of roll call.
Commissioner Kuntz?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Yes.
Commissioner Lofbaum?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next we have an HVAC proposal.
Yes, we went out for a request for proposals to replace the HVAC system at the Emmett County Sheriff Building on M119. The system is outdated and unfortunately not functioning correctly, and it needed to be replaced. We did work with Bayshore Engineering to help us with plans and specifications for this project, and they did do that. The proposals are on the street tonight. We have a proposal in front of you for the lowest bid in the amount of $104,860.
Okay, we're looking for a...
Mr. Chair, I'll make that motion.
Motion.
I move that the board award the bid to Donovic Mechanical to complete the Sheriff Road Patrol Building HVAC project in the amount of $104,860, pending a suitable contract to be determined by civil counsel and the administrator, and authorize the administrator to sign the same.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? I had no idea that that building was that big, that it needed that many furnaces and that much equipment.
Well, wait till you see Bay Bluffs.
How old is that complex, that building?
We moved in there in 2000.
23 years.
Well, it lasts a long time.
Yeah.
Good.
Is this in the budget?
Yes.
Okay.
This is in our capital budget. We have all these projects that are... that we're going through and knocking off.
Thank Pam for that. Let's have the roll call.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Yes.
Commissioner Lofbaum?
Yes.
Commissioner Kuntz?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next we have airport maintenance.
This is another item in our capital improvement for 2023. It's a replacement of a maintenance and inspection truck for the airport, replacing our 14-year-old truck that is in very bad repair.
Okay, looking for a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move the board approve the purchase of a 2023 Ram 1500 from LaFontaine CDJR Lansing for $47,383, including up to $2,000 for radio equipment, for a project total of $49,383, and authorize the administrator to sign the agreement.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Let's have the roll call.
Commissioner Kuntz?
Yes.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Yes.
Commissioner Lofbaum?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next, we have airport improvement.
This is a grant from the FAA in the Airport Improvement Program Fund. This is going to help us in the development of specification for two major pieces of equipment that we need on the airport, the rotary plow truck and the runway sweeper truck. These are two pieces of equipment that are going to be replaced, so this is to give us grant funding to do the specification, and then in 2024, once we have the specification, the funding, the grant funding will be available in 2024 to actually put out the RFP on the street and purchase the equipment. This is for the design and specifications.
Okay, thank you. Looking for the motion.
Mr. Chair, I move the board approve the attached grant award letter for project number 3-26-0. 2076-046-2023 between the Federal Aviation Administration and the County of Emmett for the Airport Improvement Program at the Pelson Regional Airport in the amount not to exceed $35,381, and authorize County Administrator to sign the grant award letter on behalf of the entire Board of Commissioners.
Second the motion.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Let's have the roll call.
Commissioner Lofbaum?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Coates?
Yes.
Motion passes. We have McKinley Township.
We have several of them for you tonight. Out of 22 township, cities, and villages, we have 18 so far that have submitted, so the next two meetings will finish the 18. We've been in contact with the other three, and we know one for sure is a no, and we're trying to work with the other two so we can get 21 out of the 22. So we'll continue to work with this. McKinley Township has four projects listed on here. I think three of them are for road projects they have, and one is for a fencing project in their cemetery. These all meet the specifications, and we would recommend approval of this ARPA funding. So these four projects total $50,000.
Okay. Looking for the motion.
I'll make the motion. I move that the board approve the agreement for local fiscal recovery fund distribution with McKinley Township, including $50,000 matching funds for the projects as requested in the submitted applications, and authorize the chairman of the board to sign the agreement.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Let's have the roll call.
Commissioner Coons?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner
Lofbaum? Yes.
Motion passes. Next, we have Maple River Township.
Same thing, another road project working with the Road Commission. They've got a project totaling $200,000. This is a $50,000 match going for their road project. Meets all of our specifications.
Okay. Could we have the motion, please?
Chair, I move the board approve the agreement for local fiscal recovery fund distribution with Maple River Township, including $50,000 matching funds for the Dirkelich Road Project, as requested in the submitted application, and authorize the chairman of the board to sign the agreement.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Let's have the roll call.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Coons?
Yes.
Commissioner Lofbaum?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yep.
Motion passes. And the Village of Pelston.
Village of Pelston is replacing their only snow heavy-duty plow truck, which is 22 years old. So their match of $50,000 will help offset the $271,000 purchase price for their new truck.
Thank you. Looking for the motion.
I'll make the motion. I move that the board approve the agreement for local fiscal recovery fund distribution with the Village of Pelston, including $50,000 matching funds for the purchase of a heavy-duty plow truck as requested in the submitted application, and authorize the chairman of the board to sign the agreement.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
Dave, you know if they bid that out already? It's like an 18-month wait.
Okay. Should be inside. 18th month wait for
to get a new truck.
Really?
Yeah.
Minimum. That'll be 2 years on our fire truck, I think.
Well, that's for Emmett County. That might not be for Pelston. Any other discussion? Let's have the roll call.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Yes.
Commissioner Coons?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next up is Redmond Township.
Redmond Township is doing a road project also. They will be working with the county on this one, and their total cost for their improvements is $142,710, requesting the $50,000 match from the county.
Looking for the motion.
I'll move that, I move that the board approve the agreement for local fiscal recovery fund distribution with Redmond Township, including $50,000 matching funds for the local, for the road improvement projects as requested in the submitted applications, and authorize the chairman of the board to sign the agreement.
Second.
We have a motion and several seconds. Any discussion? Let's have the roll call.
Commissioner Kuntz?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner Lofbaum?
Yes.
Commissioner Aarons?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnett?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes. Motion passes. Next up, we have Littlefield Township.
Another road project, $50,000 going towards their $229,586 project. This is another road improvement project falling within the guidelines of the ARPA funding.
Okay, could we have the motion?
Mr. Chair, I move the board approve the agreement for local fiscal recovery fund distribution for Littlefield Township, including $50,000 matching funds for the Mission Road project as requested in the submitted application, and authorize the chairman of the board to sign the agreement.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Let's have the roll call.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnett?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Coates?
Yes.
Mr. Mapes?
Yes.
Mr. Lofbaum?
Yes. Motion passes. Next up, we have a resignation from the Sanitary Board of Appeals.
Yes, Chair. Wendy Armstrong submitted her resignation, and that opening was posted in early July.
Okay. We don't need a motion to receive that or anything.
I don't think so.
Actually, I think you should accept a resignation.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Could somebody make that motion?
Move to accept Wendy Armstrong's resignation from the Sanitary Board of Appeals.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, the same sign. Motion carries. No communication. Down to the committee reports. Who wants to go first?
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman. I do have one thing under communications. The plat maps are out. And last fall, when I found out they were coming out this year, I went into the map office and I requested they put out the larger size. And they... I was surprised they actually took my advice and they pulled up the larger one. I went in here about a week or week and a half ago to purchase one, and I was making out the check, and the lady said, "Are you a commissioner?" I said, "Yes." So all the commissioners they are able to have the plat maps free of charge. Normally they're $35. But those are very handy. They tell you township by township, page by page, who owns what land. The state and the county and private land, all the roads, lakes, everything. They're really quite handy. And the larger format is much easier to read than the previous one. It was real hard to read, even with reading glasses. But the new, larger one is about this size.
That's great. As we get older, we need larger. Thank you. So we're going to start with the committee report.
Yeah, I can start the committee report. I have a brief report. The Emmett County Community Corrections Advisory Board met on July 13th. We accepted the quarterly report and set the meeting dates. It's also important to note that there's a vacancy has been for some time for someone from the communications or media sector of the public. So if you know anybody that is from that sector that might want to serve on that board, it'd be good to get the word out. That's all I have.
Dave?
Well, thank you to Brian Babbitt and Heidi Gustain. Two of my committees reported last week to the ward, Area on Aging and Community Mental Health. Road Commission on June 22nd, the Road Commission met with there being no main items on the agenda except the annual audit. A clean audit was received with no funding. and they have a good fund balance. On July 6th, there was no business of the board, but the engineer manager reported on the changes in the road ratings over the past year. He stated that 11 of 16 townships are within standard deviation. The roads that were crack sealed are the biggest variation in the ratings. Correct me if I'm wrong, Brian. Uh-huh. The status of the various road projects were updated for the board. All are moving along and are on schedule. The road signs were supposed to be delivered the second week in July, with installation to begin on the primary roads. The park board met July 11th at Camp Pitasiga. As to be expected for the summer months in northern Michigan, all our parks have been very busy. In June, the Headlands had a full parking lot every night, even with the wildfire smoke from Canada. Camp rental was also very good. Camp Pitasiga has been busy with 418 campground rentals in 2023 compared to 410 in 2022 at that date. There was a beach advisory, but was quickly lifted over the holiday weekend. There was discussion about non-campers dumping their holding tanks into the park septic system. Currently, no fee is charged for non-campers to use the facility. After continued discussion, a $15 fee was recommended by the board and will be coming forward to this board of commissioners. The fairground was busy, and the staff replaced four windows in the mausoleum and redecked the memorial bridge by the fair office. I was unable to make other committee meetings, and some did not meet. Report.
Brian? Adding on to Day's report, as far as the parks, there is an invasive species. It's an insect from Europe that is infecting the viburnums at the fairgrounds. And the Michigan State Extension people are working on trying to prevent that from spreading. North Country Trail Association wants to relocate a portion of the trail near the Road Commission office and the county property where there's a current model airplane field. And it doesn't look like it's going to impact too much, so I don't think there would be an issue with that. DPW, we met July 6th. Almost all of the $10,000 tire grant was used up by the meeting. The county materials management plan rewrite has begun. State of Michigan requires it every 3 to 4 years, and it'll take another three to four years to complete. Michigan is stressing an increase in composting along with recycling for county agencies. And obviously, our recycling situation here in Emmett County is probably the best in the state, so we got a heads up on most of the other counties. As far as the TAC meeting, I did attend that, and there was two remaining bidders to vet the new computer-aided dispatch system, and more thorough demonstrations are scheduled. I think they started this week. Ticket sales at the fairgrounds are pretty good for the concert. The monster truck is a little lackluster right now, but the advertising is just starting on that, so we expect that to really kick in. We do need some more cornhole sponsors, though. We got roughly about 20 teams, and we want 30 to 40. The dates for the fair are August 22nd through the 27th. One thing that was announced is there is going to be no Kids Day this year, but on Friday there's going to be dollar tickets from 1 to 6 p.m. And a brief report on the airport. Fuel sales continue to be ahead of schedule from last year. And we're looking at the possibility of taking over the Taifuku building up there. And staff's going to be evaluating whether or not that building can be useful for the county. Any larger aircraft are scheduled to start in August. That's my report.
Okay, thank you, Brian. Chuck, do you want to go next?
Okay, the Paradise Lake Improvement Board met July 12th. And I'd like to point out four different items. The lake was treated with selective herbicide on June 14th of this year. Two very selective herbicides are used, and they only kill the milfoil weed, which is an invasive species. They do not kill the native plants in the lake. And there's going to be a survey later here in July to see if there's any cleanup needed. If there is, they'll come back with a second small treatment in the fall. Second item was disposition of the weed-sucking boat. They tried several things for many years. They tried putting a weevil into the lake to eat the weed. That didn't work. And they purchased this boat several years ago to suck the weeds out of the lake. That did not work. And so they're going to sell that. And the next meeting is Wednesday, August 9th, which is going to be a budget public hearing at 7 p.m., followed by the regular meeting.
And at that meeting, under public comment, there was an interesting comment from a fisherman that had fished on the lake since 1965. And since we've got the weed control, the weed problem under control, there's more fish. They're healthier, they're bigger, they're fatter, and they taste better.
And that's it for your report?
Yes.
Thank you. Neil?
Okay. Thank you, Chair. Land Bank met on the 29th of June, 10 a.m., right here in this room. We reviewed the state land bank blight grant status. The state was handing out a couple hundred grand or so to deal with blighted properties, and so we've applied for it. We're working with the city of Petoskey on that. And let's see. Michigan Maple Block, there's a second round application for monies to help clean up that property first. And it's going to take many millions, though. I mean, we might get more than 200 grand for that, but we'll see. We might get up to $1 million. But it's going to take quite a bit to get that cleaned up. Let's see. We've got a round three blight grant coming up, too, as well. We're working with a consulting company on the RFP to work with us on a few things, and we discussed that. Couple properties that we had worked on in the past have got their certificate of occupancy, and their homes are, people are living in them, and the properties are cleaned up, and everything the land bank is kind of for. These are two things that went exactly how we hope they go. Let's see. And that's that. On July 11th at 4 p.m., we met at the Epler Station for the Emmett County Veterans Affairs Committee. We have two new committee members that were approved at the last meeting of this board, and they attended and introduced themselves. Both women, which is nice because we only had one woman on the board before, and she had resigned recently, and it's good to have their input. We reviewed old business of the transportation program outlook, and we discussed that a bit, and we just want to make sure that all the ducks are in the row before we move forward on that. And we think of everything we need to do. We discussed the successful 2023-2024 grant we received, 50 grand for our office, which goes towards cell phones, salary for our assistant veteran service officer, and some other office supplies, I believe. We discussed the office statistics for the second quarter. We reviewed the budget. We talked about the events and outreach. We talked about office training and qualifications and certifications. And the second quarter fallen heroes. We discussed an office logo redesign to come forward with to this board eventually. We were in agreement on the design we liked the most to start with. And I've sent this old report on to you. You can see those designs. We like the one with the outline of the, say, silhouette of the various veterans in a line with a flag in the background. So But that's all up for, you know, discussion and such. Jessica, in her office, our second VSO, is a accomplished person in media and graphics, so she kind of just whipped it up on her own. Let's get to my... I'd like, just like to read a list of our fallen heroes for the month. We find it here. April, Robert George Hecker, John Sheridan Smith, David Leslie Heinz, Reginald Arthur Chapo, Edward Leo Goot, Robert Edward Guzny, Archibald Winfred Detman Jr., Edward Bethel Rue, Florian Blaze Beckett, James O. Smith, and Horde Harden. In May, we lost Gordon L. Hollander, Frank Charles Daniel Sr., Wilbur Edward Jankowski, Vernon Daniel Patton, David R. Heckman, Robert Dennis Feinout, Conrad John Robidek, Keith Laverne Hall, Marilyn Jane Center, James Hannah Woodward, Terry Lee Streeter, Carl James Hine, Richard Van Buren Hendrain, John Francis Ritter Jr. In June, we lost William Joseph Meyer, Gerline Gale Innes, Gerald Eldon Bassett, David Arthur Hoyt, Francis J. Tarr, James Ira McWaters, Horace Calkins Ford, Dennis Ray Braid, Robert Douglas Kern, David Paul Ryder, John Harry Benzel, Louis Glenn Riley, Lester Robert Keeson, James Allen Martindale, Kenneth Wayne Ross, Robert Bernard Gollinger, Quentin Serra, Richard Loyal Bacon. I will, if I pronounce anybody's name wrong, I apologize. I'm sure there's people in the audience who've known some of these people. And today, NLEA met. And let me get my notes for that. We had a presentation from our summer interns. They've been very heavily involved in social media and such and presented their data. And we would like to possibly invite them to the board here and present their presentation themselves rather than just me reporting on it. So hopefully we'll have that next month at our first meeting, maybe. There is a Sporting Clays fundraiser for the NLEA on September 22nd. There are two people teams. A sponsor, I don't know what we call it, a support at $500 for individual businesses or people, I guess. I don't know how much the tickets cost, but there's talk of a sponsoring option. We had a couple of resignations, come forward. So we'll be working with getting that on our website as well for with the clerk and with our administrator. Reg Smith resigned due to family and business constraints. And Rich Frisky resigned due to business family concerns as well. You know, they've made quite a bigger of an operation down there in Charlevoix County than they had before, if you've driven down 31. So we talked about the leadership transition, as Dave Emmel has resigned and moved on to retirement land. We've had 30-plus candidates. We've worked with the MEDC, Indeed, and LinkedIn. We've got three finalists that are from the area, I guess, and they were interviewed this week, and there's more interviews to come. One of our core partners, NCMC, David Finley, talked about the LPN courses starting soon, and they've got 18 people signed up for it with a capacity of 40. So if you know anybody else that might like a career being a licensed practical nurse, we could use you in Emmett County. If you live here, thinking about a second career, possibly, if you're retired, hey, we could use you if you're so inclined to become a nurse. A Bachelor of Science in Nursing is starting at NCMC as well, which is great. You get your degree right here, go to work at the hospital or Bay Bluffs. Actually, I should have said Bay Bluffs first. Okay? If you're a caring individual, you got the time, you feel like so inclined, please check out NCMC. That's my report on NLEA.
Thank you, Neil.
Okay. On 6/20, I attended the Committee on Aging. We got together as a group, and after introducing ourselves to each other, and I was elected chair, there was a question and answer period. At that time, Pam Gibson passed out last year's budget for us to look at and to review. And after discussion on the budget and other questions the board members had, we adjourned. The meeting was adjourned. Applications for grants are due by August 11th, and the next meeting of that board will be September 20th to begin reviewing those applications. So on the 4th of July would have been the regularly scheduled meeting of the Board of Health. They decided not to have one because it fell on the holiday. But the Program and Evaluation Committee did meet on July 20th. It was already talked about in our public comments today, but Dan presented a draft of the grant policy, which we discussed and talked about, made some suggestions and comments, but by and large, we were happy with what he presented. So he's just going to touch it up a little bit, bring it back to us, and get that approved by the board. So that's official. After that, we talked about a grant approval review. The review is for Dan presented a grant for approval and review by the committee. After discussion, review was approved by the committee on a 2-1 vote to come before the full board at the next meeting for approval. The grant was a $1,000 grant, which basically was $972 after you paid for everything. From the Charlevoix County Community Foundation for the printing and mailing of postcards. On the 20th, this morning, the Bay Bluffs Board met and discussed a lot of things. Among them was how they were tightening their finances and stuff due to goods and services, the costs going up. They're starting to feel that more now than they have early on in the year. They're making changes to be more efficient by moving staff around and adding to their responsibilities. You talked about food service people stepping up to be nurses' aides. Some of them were already working in that position already, and some are being trained at the college. for LPN positions and to move on. There are also wrestling cost savings at the facility because I didn't realize this until an earlier meeting last month, that when they reduce their costs, it affects their billing for Medicaid. So in other words, Medicaid's cost or reimbursements is based on cost of operation. So you can be as efficient as you want, reduce your costs like most businesses have to do in times when times are tough. But Medicaid notices that your costs are starting to drop, so they start to lower their reimbursements to you. So that's an interesting predicament. They currently have 63 residents. That gives them places of an 89% occupancy with a waiting list of 58 people. They're still struggling with a lack of staff. And because of that, I've mentioned before in previous reports that their workforce development program is in process and is progressing along, but not as fast as I would hope. But still, they're using that's for the purpose of recruiting more staff. So the next meeting, Bay Bluffs, will be on 17th at 8 a.m. And they have changed their meeting times at 8 a.m. because of it's more convenient for some of the board members to get there earlier than at the 10 o'clock time. So that might create some conflicts. That's all I have.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, thanks to Brian and Dave for covering up other meetings for their responsibility.
So I will start out with the I attended the TAC meeting with Brian on the 13th, and more importantly, the CCE 911 meeting, which was yesterday, and Brian was not able to make that meeting, but there was a huge discussion over the communication or lack of communication and a lack of allowing CCE 911 into the schools. And so I guess I'm asking for your help, anybody that has any connections, to talk to anybody that's in charge of the schools and the school boards as far as getting that relationship in open and going, because if we have a incident, it's going to be too late. We really need to have the cameras run through 911 and the communication open so that our police officers know the way in and how to handle the situation and everything. So any way at all that we could reach out to anybody that has any doors that could open, that would be great. There's a definite problem in that area, and I'm kind of surprised. So on the 14th, we had a bill pay meeting at the health department at the health board, and we approved all the bills to pay. And this afternoon, this morning, at the city building, we had a SANE meeting. And the SANE is moving along, and Pam was represented there. You do a lot of sign jobs, Pam. Hope you're making a lot of money.
No.
So she's doing the finances for SANE also, and I really appreciate that. And so they're active. It happened to be here in Petoskey this time, but every 3 months we meet. It's going to be in Sheboygan the next time. And they're doing a great job. They're looking at purchasing a new vehicle for their services, and but they're not quite ready for a commitment on that. Actually, they're looking to rent or lease that at $100 a month, all inclusive. So maybe we should get on board with something like that, you guys. We'll see where that goes. And I think that's it. I think that's my report. So thank you. We come to the time for public comment. Anybody wishing to speak at the mic, step up. Here come the judge.
Valerie Snyder. I'm the probate and family court judge. So tonight you approved our child care fund budget for 2023 and 2024. And so I thought I'd take just a moment to tell you about how those dollars actually impact the juveniles in our community. One of the programs that we are able to run because of that county child care fund budget, because of the support of this board, and also because of our partnership with the ISD is Lakeview Academy. This spring, two of our amazing staff members were honored with awards from organizations that they're involved in, not from the court or from within the ISD. But Kelly Wilson's been a teacher at Lakeview Academy, I think, for 16 years, and she received the Outstanding Person in Education Award from the Michigan Education Association, which is an award that goes to educators who are respected and admired by their colleagues. This is a peer award. And Kelly Wilson received that this year as an educator who emulates what it means to be an educator. Lori Clark provides counseling services for our juveniles at Lakeview Academy. She was honored with the Champion for Kids Award by the Child Abuse Prevention and Education Council. And that award goes to an individual who goes above and beyond the call of duty to provide prevention, education, and public awareness to strengthen families and improve outcomes for children. So that's just two of the amazing staff people we have working over at Lakeview with juveniles. But I thought if you really wanted to know what the impact of those dollars have on the youth in our community, if you'll indulge me for a moment, I will share with you some of the words that were written by Lakeview students when they did their exit interviews at the end of the last school year. Dear Lakeview, it's been an experience that I will always remember and that I will never forget because of how much the staff has helped me over the past 7 months. My favorite memory was when we went to the painting place. Before that, I didn't like to paint. I didn't know how to paint, but now I do, and I use it to cope. A moment that changed me was when Mrs. Wilson told me that I wasn't bad at English, because all of my life, my mom and teachers would tell me that I was terrible at English. And another moment that changed me is when Mrs. Wilson helped me to read better. Dear Lakeview, I cannot say that I have a favorite memory here at Lakeview, mostly because all of my experiences here are my favorites. I like how the teachers help you at any point possible, and a moment that changed me during my time at Lakeview was how everyone would say good morning to you and how Mrs. Wilson makes a personal reference to almost everything. I liked how we would go somewhere in town at least once a week. And I can't tell you what I will take with me because I think I'm going to take a lot more than I know right now. Dear Lakeview, I will miss everyone here. Everyone was so kind. I have a picture that I took in nature class and photography. I am so incredibly lucky to have spent my final years of high school at Lakeview. Dear Lakeview, I just want to say thank you for everything I've learned from the judge, Matt Miller, Lori Clark, Kara, Mrs. Wilson, and all of you. I came to you guys completely broken, but you guys taught me responsibility, a work ethic, and you guys hold me accountable. Most of all, Jen, my probation officer. She gave me chance after chance, and I just want to say I'm thankful for what she's done. I thank you guys so much for the positive environment that you guys bring, and I will never forget it, and I will use everything I've learned in my life. Long live Lakeview. Dear Lakeview, I was motivated to do better for myself and get off probation to focus on my life for the future. I found that the learning environment was perfect for me and that I liked to work on my own. I have never done so well in school. You all helped me to realize that I'm actually really good in school, and all I have to do is sit down and focus and try. I thought the teachers here were actually trying to get to know us and have real conversations about us, and they always wanted to hear our opinions. This is one of the best years of school I have ever had. One more. Dear Lakeview, Thank you for all your help. Thank you to Mrs. Wilson for all the time and effort you put into making me successful. Thank you for showing me that I can love myself. Thank you for being someone to turn to. Thank you to Kara for always having my back. Thank you for never giving up on me. Thank you, Lori, for our long talks and for listening to me. Thank you for actually caring. Thank you for all the validation that I've never had in my life. Thank you for not losing hope. Thank you for seeing something in me that no one else has. Thank you for making Lakeview a home, a place of comfort. So that's what we're doing with those dollars that you guys approved in the Child Care Fund budget tonight, and I just wanted to share those with you. Thank you.
That's kind of emotional.
It is. I've read them a bunch of times, and I still get choked up. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Yep. Come on up.
As most of you know, I've attended the majority of county meetings since 2008 or 2009, and I'm well aware of the rules of procedure. I also am aware of what's written on the back of your agenda. And if you read number 5, it says there's a 3-minute time limit for each speaker. The time limit may be extended by the chairperson or by a majority of the board members present. Knowing that, I would make the suggestion that it might be the chairperson who is timing and doing the 3 minutes rather than somebody else, if it's the chairperson who gets to make that decision, rather than somebody just interrupting and saying 3 minutes. Not to condemn you, Don, but that's my opinion. And I have, in all my years of attending, I have never seen an agenda item be changed, added, deleted, whatever, during public comment. And there's been many times when I felt I had something I wanted to say, and I was even at the end of what I was going to say where I would be cut off. 3 minutes, 3 minutes, 3 minutes. So let's figure out this procedure, how it's going to work accurately and fairly.
Thank you. Thank you for your suggestion. Anybody else? Come on up.
My name is Matt Miller. I'm the court administrator with the Probate and Family Court. I wanted to touch base. You guys reminded me of something here. Commissioner Genup, you talked about the 911 and emergency dispatch. I just wanted to let you know that what we're doing with Lakeview and working with the ISD. The ISD has developed a grant and has included us and worked with us in that grant to get what's called the Be Alert app, which will dispatch directly to 911. We were at a meeting with 911 back in March and talked about this. But the app will go to probation officers, the teachers. Lori Clark, who's our therapist, that's funded by our County Child Care Fund and basic grant. Our program director and managers, as well as myself, who's over at the school quite a bit. The other thing is we also do a work corps. And Commissioner Gutowski, I hope I said your name right, I apologize. You mentioned the fairgrounds and the invasive species. It just kind of sparked my mind here that our work corps program, we take youth to do community service projects around the area once or twice a week. And that's actually what on our agenda for Monday. So we have 6 to 8 youth, 6 for sure. 2 might be a little wishy-washy on going, but we're going to be taking them to go trim some shrubs and bushes to help with that project. That's it.
That sounds great. Thank you. Anybody else wishing to speak? One more time. Anybody else wishing to speak at the mic? Time for announcements. Our next board meeting will be held on August 7th, 2023 at 6 p.m. in this room. Thank you, everybody. Looking for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Motion. And a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, the same sign. We're adjourned. Have a good